Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Psalms, and we're in Psalm 4. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
I have listened to my messages over and again in the past recently, and I realize I'm using the word stupid more. I got no other word. I used to not use that word. I'm like, should I leave it in? I'm leaving it in, you know, because I'm reviewing it for the radio. I'm like, it's just, you know, the word stupid. There's stupid stuff going on right now. So allow me that little bit of license, okay, now and again. I do try. The Bible says in verse 4, stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your heart upon your bed and be still. Stop and think. He's telling his men, you're trying to make me blink. I will not blink. I see Jesus. Because I've found the secret. I fear him. I have the secret. Now I want you to know what the secret is, and I want you to know how to get to it. He says, listen, God has set apart them that are godly unto himself. It's part one of the secret. He says, he will hear me when I call. Part two, you got to know he's going to answer your prayer. Part three, when you're angry and you can't stand it anymore, the word means to tremble here. You're angry, This is quoted in Ephesians where it says, be angry and sin not, neither let the sun go down in your wrath. This is that verse that's being quoted in Ephesians. He says, be angry, I get it. But don't sin. The word sin means to miss the mark. That's what it means. Don't miss the option. Don't miss the opportunity. Don't miss the mark. In archery, if you miss the target, you missed the mark. You sinned. This means don't miss the mark. I know you want to hit the mark. I know, fellas, I know you want to be jealous for your king. I know that. But guess what? That's not the mark you're needing to be aiming at. You need to aim at the mark of God, what He's up to. You're King of Kings. The Bible says, commune with your heart upon your bed. That means do a little bit of inventory. Take an inventory. How did we get run out of town? How could we do that? You know, the way people perceive things is that if these men are going to sit down here and they're going to ponder, they're going to think, well, we got here because David sinned with Bathsheba and Uriah. He wrote Psalms about it. It's in the circulation. People knew. And they knew he felt bad. But they also knew that he did that. So it was more important than ever that David get his game face on, because he needs to recognize these guys aren't there yet. Commune with your heart. I'm not blinking. You're trying to make me blink, but I'm not going to. And then, if you ponder long enough, you might conclude it's me. It's not me. It's all of us. We are collectively responsible for the way things are. You realize America's a mess because the church is not quite all it should be somewhat. You know, we're smaller. We've diminished in numbers as far as a collective church. The real church is hard to discern. You say, well, I know a bunch of big churches. It's not about the word church. It's about the body of Christ. People who are truly called out of the world to love on Jesus. Who really understand, as the disciples did, that if it takes my life, it'll take my life, and I'm okay with that. Listen, that was the measure of the disciples. And he says, if you're going to be my disciple, you must deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and follow me. Basically, we understand that we die daily. Like Paul said, I die daily. You've got liberty, you've got freedom, but you're supposed to not use your liberty as an occasion to the flesh, and you will sometimes, and then you're going to feel bad. Just don't fall in. Get up, walk away, clean yourself off, get to the Father, say, God, I'm sorry, I was stupid. Because we can be too. You see, you and I are individually standing in the deep carpet on our own 2 feet. So whatever is going on in this world, we're part of it. We just want to make sure we react properly and not sin. You can be angry about the world, and, you know, kick and spit, as they say, because the world's losing its mind. But really, for you and me, the trial that we're under because of that, how it comes home to us, whether it's in our families and it's causing us to pray, or whether it's just in our patriotism. Commune in your heart upon your bed and be still. And the word still literally has the idea of be silent. It means to grow dumb. Not dumb in the sense of mindless. It means stop talking. Get down and stop talking. And start listening to what God's saying. Where do you fit in what's going on right now in the world? Where do you fit in what's going on in David's situation, context? Where did those men fit? You see, David brought them right back to what mattered. They were a people of God, peculiar. All the way back from the time of Moses, they were told they were a peculiar people. What is our role right now? How are we supposed to react to this? My son has snatched the kingdom out from under us. And that's okay, because God's writing a story. We don't understand the story, but we know our Father's the author, so it's going to end okay for us at least. And we've got to make sure that's true. Ending well is so important. Running your race. Your race. Finishing your race. Fighting your fight. The Bible says this, offer sacrifices. That means you might be meditating and thinking, there is something between my God and me. You need to tell Him, Lord, I'm here and I'm seeing it and I'm sorry. And you need to give that sacrifice to Him. He's not trying to twist your arm. He's just saying, where are you? Do you still love me like you did at the altar that day when you asked me to save you? Do you still love me like you did when you said, Lord, whatever you want, I'll do it? To the believer, there was some time where you might have said something like that. I hope there was. You didn't understand what the cost was when you first got saved. You hadn't read any Bible. All you knew is you were a sinner. You understood that. You knew your sins were ugly. And maybe something fell right away. You just quit doing that right away because you just knew that wasn't any good. And God gave you the grace to do it, man. Jericho fell like that. But then there was Ai. That little tiny city. The name even means small. And it baffled them all. They got spanked soundly because there was something in the camp that was accursed. Offer sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord, because sometimes the reason you don't want to sacrifice something is because you're trusting that something. That's what's making you happy. That's what's making you calm. No. Offer sacrifices, put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? See, he's talking to his men. So you have him up in the top. We see him have great consolation within himself. And now he's giving counsel to his men. There'll be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us. I know he will hear me. He said it twice when I pray. Watch this. Please, Father, lift up the light of your countenance upon us. David dared to ask that even though he was David. So you need to dare to ask that. What does it mean to have God lifting up his countenance upon us? It means that he's not looking away because he's disgusted, which is might be what your mind thinks, because that's the way the devil frames it in your mind. He's not disgusted. He's not surprised. He's not shocked. He's working on you. And he's trying to get you to where you and he understand each other. And when you understand him, guess what? You know the secret of the Lord. Do you realize there was a point where Jehoshaphat was in really big trouble? And it looked like all was lost. But Jehoshaphat had some history with God, and he and God got along pretty well. And in the end, things were getting pretty dire, and the Lord sent a prophet, and he said, go tell Jehoshaphat, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. In fact, what I want you to do is I want you to get ready for battle, but you ain't going to fight. Because what's going to happen is when you get out there, I'm going to take care of the battle. And this is one of those moments in the Bible where all the different players on the battlefield started fighting each other, and Israel just standing there saying, what's going on? They're starting to wipe people out, each other out. But they didn't know how it was going to play out when Jehoshaphat got this word. And what ended up happening was Jehoshaphat took God at his word, and so when he got ready with all of his men, they're getting ready to go down, he says, listen to me. You will not fight today. God will do a great thing. So what we're going to do
is we're going to sing while God is slaying.
And they said, praise the Lord. His mercies endure forever and ever. Praise the Lord. His mercies endure forever and ever. Do you know they endure forever? For you? For you? For you? For me? What? Yeah. They endure forever. Offer sacrifices. There be many that will mock. So I'm mocking back with my taunting song. It's going to be okay. God's face is looking at us because we called and we said, Lord, lift up your countenance on us. Lord, have mercy in verse 1 and hear my prayer. And he does. You have put gladness in my heart. He's running from his son because his whole thing is in jeopardy and he has gladness. Yeah. Because he has the secret. He says, you put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou, Lord, makest me to dwell in safety. You see what's going on here? We see David has confidence in God. That's what you have when you have the secret of the Lord. You have confidence. God's going to work everything out. There's all kinds of things that might have to happen in any given situation. Sometimes David had to go down and take down Goliath. That was war, right? That was what had to do that day. That was that day. But sometimes David just had to receive a word that says, he's put away your sin. And that was that day. Confidence. Second thing he had was counsel. He counseled those men. He was able to give that. Commune with your heart. Be still. Get to a place where it's all quiet. And when it's all quiet, you're there. If you ever wake up at night with a little bit of pitter-patter in your heart, or you wake up about an hour or two early and you're thinking too much, stop right there. If you can't get back to sleep, get down on your side of your bed or go in the living room and sit on the couch and look in the dark for a while and just say, Lord, where are you? What do you want from me? What's on my mind? Isn't that good? Meditate. He wants you to be still. He wants you to be dumb. He wants you to be quiet and know that He is God. You remember when Jesus said, peace, be still? There's only three times in the Bible where the two words are put together, be still. This one, another place in the Psalms, and that one. When he said, be still, all those waves and all that wind just immediately quieted down. And when he calms you down, you'll be calm. You've got to let him do that. That's the counsel. He's trying to get you there. He's saying, listen, it's crazy, yes, but there is also a place of stillness that you need to try to get to in the midst of it. And finally, it's that contentment. You know, you can sleep when you're content. When you're content, you can sleep. Unless you're a little too content and you're all singing in your heart. Because if you're all singing in your heart, you might lay there and you're singing, Lord, please, I need to go to bed. And all you're doing is sitting there, got that song going over your head. Hopefully it's a Christian song, not a country song or something like that. It's a good song, okay? If you're loving on Jesus and it's His song, you say, Lord, okay, I'm up here. I'm just going to sit here and meditate on that song for a while. He'll calm you down. He loves you. And He is with you. He will never, ever forsake you. Him that cometh unto me, I will in no way, no way, no way cast out. So whatever He's up to, He's up to. Whatever you go through, you go through. Whatever happens, happens. But you know this, in the end, your story will be a masterpiece. Because God is the one who's right. Would you bow with me for a moment?
Well, that concludes this week's series of messages. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. We so appreciate sharing with you these daily broadcasts, and I hope you can join us again next week. But Sunday is coming. We'd love to have you join us for worship. Our services begin at 10:30. And we hope you'll consider dropping by this Lord's Day in person as we go to the Word.